This is the County Cricket Roundup podcast for the 27th of September. The final day of the 2013 county season saw Sussex secure the victory over champions Durham, that saw them win the battle for third place in Division 1. It also ended Durham's hopes of achieving a record-breaking 11th win of the season. Set 295 in the fourth innings after ending the Durham second innings at 458, owners Chris Nash and Luke Wells added 163. Wells finally departed for 88, with Nash following not too long afterwards for 108. Skipper Ed Joyce ended unbeaten on 65, so they won by 6 wickets. Usman Arsh had earlier completed his maiden half century, and was ninth man out for 83 in the impressive Durham second innings. Nottinghamshire and Somerset's match at Trent Bridge petered out into a tame draw. The home side were all out for 298 in their second innings, to leave Somerset needing 333, but with too little time to do so. Chris Jones ended on 55 not out, as the visitors finished on 101 for 1. James Taylor, Chris Reid and Brett Hutton had earlier all contributed to the not second innings total, while Peter Traeger ended with 4 for 69 for the Sidermen. Dominic Sibley was finally dismissed for 242, as Surrey's match against Yorkshire ended in the expected draw. Surrey declared their first innings at 634 for 5, with a lead of exactly 200, and were given cause for optimism early on in their push for victory. Yorkshire slipped to 21 for 3, thanks partly to a brace of wickets from Tim Linley. However, Gary bounced his second century of the contest, as his side finished on 265 for 6. There was also a useful knock of 60 off to 71 balls from Kane Williamson. Kent were given a boost at the end of a disappointing season, unexpectedly pulling off a last-day run chase of 418 against Division 2 champions Lancashire. Resuming on 32 for 1, they quickly slipped to 60 for 3, but got home mainly thanks to a brilliant unbeaten double hundred from Darren Stevens. Stevens finished on 205 with only 218 balls, and shared a 6-wicket stand of 148 with Adam Ball, who made a career best 69. Kent eventually won by 2 wickets in the 92nd over. Oliver Newby and Tom Smith were the picks of the Lancashire attack, with 3 wickets apiece. And Glamorgan triumphed over Gloucestershire on the final day at Cardiff. They first extended their first innings to 306, or skipping the visitors for 132, and then knocking off the runs for the loss of only 2 wickets. All-rounders Jim Allenby and Rudry Smith shared 7 wickets, as Gloucestershire imploded a second time around, collapsing from 73 for 1. All of which means that the final standings are as follows. In Division 1, Durham are champions by over 20 points ahead of Yorkshire, with Sussex in 3rd place. Warwickshire, Middlesex, Nottinghamshire and Somerset make up places 4th to 7th, with Derbyshire and Surrey both relegated. Division 2 sees Lancashire go up as champions alongside Northamptonshire. Essex narrowly failed to gain promotion in third, with Hampshire, Gloucestershire, Worcestershire, Kent and Glamorgan making up the rest of the table ahead of a winless Leicestershire. And there was also plenty of cricket news on the final day of the season. Monty Panesar's troubled 2013 went from bad to worse, with the news that he has received a one-match ban from the county championship, suspended for a year, for 2 incidents during Essex's game against Worcestershire earlier this month. And Middlesex have announced they will not be offering new contracts to batsman Adam London and Scotland all-rounder Josh Davey. Both players have struggled to command a regular place in the first team, despite being on the staff for several seasons. Former Kent all-rounder Matt Coles impressed Hampshire sufficiently during his loan spell at Southampton to be offered a new contract. The 24-year-old has signed a 3-year deal. Durham have awarded contracts to 3 young cricketers. Current first-team all-rounder Jamie Harrison has had his contract extended till the end of the 2015 season. Meanwhile, Ireland wicketkeeper Stuart Poynton has signed for 2014, as has 20-year-old Academy and MCC young cricketer all-rounder Graham Clark. And Somerset have confirmed the worst-kept secret in county cricket, that wicketkeeper Joss Butler is set to leave the club. The second worst-kept secret is moved to Lancashire, and expected to be confirmed on Wednesday.